The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Doram Daf Vov. We have an interesting discussion, ranges over these few dafim in the Gemara, where the Gemara discusses in terms of the sugya of yodois, various halachas in the Torah that have to do with dibur, talking about. Obviously, the prototype is in the Dorim and Shavuos, but there's other halachas the Gemara discusses: Peah, and Hefker, and Tzedakah, and Kedushin. All these things, when somebody expresses something that has to be expressed verbally in halacha, and a person expresses it in a way that's not fully expressed, which we call yodois, whether that would have the halachic validity of having said that out fully. And it's difficult, in a way, in Lomdus, to follow the discussion from topic to topic, because we understand that Nidorim is very much the halachos of Chiyuvim, Dinim, Isurim that are created with the Koyach HaDibur. And we understand that in order for that Koyach HaDibur to be effective, to create that Chalois Isur, that Isur, that Neder, whatever the case may be, that Shvuah, it has to be expressed fully. The question is, if it's expressed in a way which is sort of a tamtzis of what he's saying, but it's not fully expressed, whether that would be considered as having said that out. Masha'enim, when we're talking about Peyat, Tzedakah, Kedushin, these are not Dinim per se of Dibur. These are not Dinim that are created by Dibur. Bepashtus, what the Gemara's comparisons, the boiles that continue on from topic is telling us, is that the discussion in our sugi of yodis is not unique to what we call haflo. The Rambam calls the sefer of dinim, his sefer Yad Chazaka, of dinim that are related to forces created by dibur, he calls that haflo. Ishki yafli linda nedel Hashem, the koyach of expressing and creating something with only verbal input is called haflo. The Rambam calls that Sefer HaFlo. The Rambam calls that Nedorim, Shvuos, Nezirus, and Erichin, all the dinim that are created with the Koyach HaDibur. What we see is that Kedushin, Peah, these are not, Peah is a din of Matnas Aniyim. It's a din of part of a field that goes to the Aniyim. It happens to be that in order to designate, one verbally designate, it doesn't have to be even done verbally. It can be done with one's hand. One can separate a corner, and that could be the, as long as his thought process is that corner is L'Aniyim, then that would be his hafrosha of the corner of the field for pay. Kedushin, even though the halacha is that the Baal says to the Isha in front of the Eidim, Arayim Kudesh Asli, it's certainly not a halacha of Dibur. It's not the Dibur of you are married to me that creates the Kedushin. It's the Kenyan of handing over the Kesef, the Shtar, the Bir, which create the Chalois Kedushin. So obviously we see that the subject of the Gemara of Yodois is not unique to Dinim of Haflo. It's possible, of course, that Yodis Bechlal is not a Chiddush in Haflo per se, in Dinim that are created by Dibur. Maybe all that's going on over here is just in a discussion of any time where a person has to verbally express that which is Beliboy. I mean, say there's nothing inherent about the Koyach HaDibur and Hilchus Nedarim which is unique to anything else. These are all halachas where a person something has to be clear, has to be made clear which part of the field is Peah, which cell in a person's wallet should be given to Tzedakah, which the fact that he is Kavona is L'Shem Kedushin, and handing a woman $100 bill or a ring, whatever it is. All these things, just in order to clarify, to be Moitzim in Alev, El HaChutz, what's going on inside, what the thought process is, all these things are Shaykh to Dibur, are Shaykh to Umdinov, whether a person actually means what he says what he means, and maybe that's all Yodos is. But it would seem more than that. It would seem that Yodos is a discussion of a Dibur, whether a Dibur which is not fully expressive is considered as having verbally brought something out, or it's only that we know from his hint, so to speak, same way a person could motion with his fingers, a person could say with sign language what would take 1,000 words to say. It does not mean that it's a Dibur. Just means he's making his thought process known. Here we're talking about halachas that are an expression of Koyach HaDibur. And again, let's take one topic. Let's discuss the Chiddush inherent in Kedushin. Is there a din of Koyach HaDibur in Kedushin? What's the halacha that a husband has to say to the wife, the mekadesh has to say to the isha, to the miskadeshes, hari amekudeshes li? So the truth of the matter is that Yod is also a sugi in kedusha. And over there, the Rishonim grapple with this question. What seems to come out from the Rashba over there is that it's clear on the one hand in the Gemara that if a man hands kesef, a shav pruta, a ring, to a woman, and it's clear that his intention is l'shem kedushin, that that act of being giving her kesef is clear that what he's doing is he's giving her kesef on behalf of kedushin. The Gemara calls that asukim ba'isar inyin, when there was a discussion going on between the two of them about how they're about to get married, what the marriage is, what the significance of the marriage is, what it means to them that they're going to live together as husband and wife, so on and so forth. And then he hands her the money. The context gives definition to the mice of giving over the kesef. But if there's no asukim ba'isar, the chassan walks up the carpeted aisle, stands under the chuppah, she comes up after him. But it was not done between the two of them. Everybody knows what they're there for, but it was not discussed verbally between the two of them. So there the dibur, the Rashba says, of Hareya Mekudeshes Li is part of the Maisa Kedushin. Ad Kedekach, when you learn Kedushin, this is one of the conceptual things to grapple with in the first parak. But the way the Rashba understands the Baruch Ber in the Birkas Shmuel and Kedushin understands, extrapolates, Lefi the Lomdus of the Rashba, that inherently the Dibur, which defines the Maisa of giving over the Kesef. Let's go back a step. What this means to say is that a person could theoretically hand another person, a man, a woman, a child, Kesef, and it could be taken as any number of contexts. It could be he's giving him an adobe for tzedakah. It could be he's buying something. It could be he's giving him a matana. It could be he's paying back a loan. What defines the Maisa as such, as a Maisa Kedushin? One could say Asukim Vaisinyin. When there's Asukim Vaisinyin, that Maisa is defined as Kesef being given for that specific thing. If there's no Asukim Vaisinyin, so when we look at the Maisa Kedushin, what we're seeing really is not necessarily, it's not uniquely the transaction that creates Kedushin. Could be any number of financial transactions, matonis, whatever the case may be, does not necessarily mean Kedushin. What turns that Maisa of Nesinas Kesem into a Maisa of Kedushin? Meaning to say, the Hanukkah is that when we say a Maisa Kedushin, it's not just a Maisa of Nesinas Kesem, and he's buying her, he's being kind to her. A woman is not a truck, and she's not a tomato. One doesn't, but it's not a Maisa, it's a transaction between a man and a woman for a tomato. It happens to be she's the tomato. That's not what's going on. A Maisa Nesinas Kesem and a Maisa Kedushin are, even though they're done with the same Shava Pruta, are not the same thing. One is a Maisa of transaction. True, the Torah tells us that the way to create the Kedushin relationship is through a Maisa Kinyin, but it has to be a Maisa Kedushin. It's not a Maisa Kinyin and she's the Chefetz HaNiknes. Ein Isha Mamon Isha Baal, the Ran tells us in the beginning of Gittin. What's going on over here is there's a Maisa Kedushin. The Maisa Kedushin, the Torah says, is affected the same way one does a Maisa, any business transaction, by giving over Kesef, but there's a Maisa Kedushin. What makes the Maisa Kedushin? When he's miyached that Maisa with a Dibur, which says, Harei HaMekudesh Asli, what he's done is he's transformed that Maisa of giving Kesef into a Maisa of Kedushin. Says Rav Baruch Ber, like we started, that because that's what's giving the body language, that's what's giving definition to the Maisa of Nesinas Kesef, it's turning it into a Maisa Kedushin, it's part of the Dibur of Harei HaMekudesh Asli, it's part of the Maisa Kedushin, it has to be seen by the Eidim. We know that the halacha is that one has to have halachically kosher Eidim, there has to be Eidim in by a chuppah, otherwise the Kedushin is not chal. It's not just that the Eidim are there to prove later on, if necessary, in Bezin they're married. The halacha is a kosher that Eidim have to be the B'shas to Kedushin, otherwise the Kedushin is not chal. Which is why we're always miyachir Eidim, and we check that they do akshem, they're not proven, so on and so forth. Says Rav Baruch Ber, based on Rav Chaim's understanding of the idea of Yodis B'Kedushin, that the Eidim have to hear the words Harei HaMekudesh Asli, if the Eidim was standing off to the side. The chosin, and by the way, this is quite common. The chosin, that was not leaning into the microphone, he's usually too nervous, his fingers shaking while he's holding the ring. So the Eidim lean close to see the ring being put from the chosin onto the kala's finger. They should also hear the Harei HaMekudesh Asli. Famous story where where Rav Bruce, Rav Shaul Bruce Atzal, the Yeshiva Beis Talmud, was standing by a chuppah, and one of his Talmidim, the Edim didn't hear the chosin. One of his Talmidim say, Arev Gudesh Asli, and Rav Bruce told him to go back and do the Kedushin again, based on Rav Baruch Be'er's understanding. And Rav Moshe Zatzal was standing by the chuppah. Rav Moshe said, it's not this halacha that the Edim have to hear the Arev Gudesh Asli, is not brought in Shulchan Aruch. Rashba's understanding is maybe a Mechudishtika understanding. It's not brought, and then Baruch Be'er's understanding of the Rashba's understanding of Sugya is certainly not brought in Shulchan Aruch. One doesn't have to repeat. And Rav Bruce said, if the Baruch Be'er is enough for us to be Maisa Nefesh in Havonas HaTorah, in understanding Iyun HaTorah, then we could do the Maisa Kedushin again. So it doesn't necessarily mean that Halacha L'Maisa is that way, but in Havona, what we understand is that Yodas Kedushin is not just that the Dibur is a form of expressing one's thoughts. One could do that in Morse code, or one could do that in sign language, or one could write a letter. All these are not haflo, they're not a koyach hadibur. The koyach hadibur is a way, when one says Ariam Gudash Asli, transforming the mice into something else, and in that context we understand that the dibur has to be expressive. If it's creating something, it's taking a mice of giving a shavu pruta, a ring, and it's turning that into something else called a mice of kedushin, it has to be expressive. It has to express itself fully, and that's why the Gemara has the chakira of Yesh Yad L'Kedushin or not. And so on and so on and so forth for all the dinim. So Zachinu, that the it's true that Nidorim has a dynamic of its own called Haflo, where the Dibur creates something. By Kedushin, by Peah, the Dibur doesn't create, the Dibur only defines. But in that context, also the Gemara is clearing Yesh Yad or Ein Yad, also in a Dibur which is used to define and create the meaning of a certain Maisa, which will then actually create something, either the side of the field being payer, or the sub being tztaka, or a Maisa Kedushin. That's the gist of what's going on in the Suya, that's the Chiddush. What's an interesting in between is, the Gemara wants to know, Yesh Yad LaHefker. What is Hefker? The Pashtus, Hefker is not a concept that's related to Hilchus Nedarim. Hefker is a concept of relinquishing ownership on something. It's not even something which a person has to do verbally. Marshall, we find in the beginning of the second paragraph of Bava Metzia, there's a concept called Zute Shel Yam, where a person's possessions are swept away. The Gemara says that they're Hefker L'chol Odom. They're not anymore under the jurisdiction of the Bailam of the owner, so they become Hefker. That concept of Hefker certainly has nothing to do with Koich Hadibur, nothing to do with Nidorim per se. Could be true even on a cotton who doesn't have care of the dorm. But still, the Gemara declares Yesh Yad LaHefker. So there is a Rambam, the Rambam based in the dorm, seems to say that if a person would be mafkir something, a person would be mafkir his car. He would leave his car is dying, it's junk. He leaves it in the street and he says, anybody can take it. Put stuff outside in the garbage, he says, anybody can take it. If he would then take that back, then he'd be violating some type of commitment of Hilchus Nedarim. So what the Rambam seems to indicate, it's not clear, that's for sure, that he could be koina the whatever he put in the garbage or the car that he left outside, like anybody else. It's not a violation of the nether. We're talking about where he takes it and he negates the nether. Not that he's koined from Hefker. What he does is he disregards the Hefker. It's not clear exactly what that case would be. The Rambam seems to indicate it has something to do with Hilchus Nedarim. Again, Hefker, the chalos of Hefker, the reality, the halachic status of a dover being Hefker has nothing to do with Hilchus Nedarim. The Ktsois in Reish Ayin Gimel does pull out of the Rambam that Hefker is not a momentous sticker, it's not a choshu mishpat status. If somebody is mafker something, he says it belongs to the owner until somebody else takes it. What creates the imperative that it has to be left in the street and left for somebody else to take is a nether. It's a tremendous kiddush. All the achrayim argue on the ktsois. The Rambam himself doesn't seem to indicate that in other places that are more choshu mishpat based. In Hilchus Nedarim, the Rambam says that since a person made a verbal statement that he's being mafkid his chefetz, it's considered a violation of his accepting that reality if he violates that. Not clear exactly what the Rambam said, but l'chayra, whether you go to Ktzeis or not, and certainly if you don't go to Rambam, the Torah, other Rishonim clearly don't go like the Rambam, the dibur of Hefker is certainly not a koyach of haflo. It's a dibur which creates a choshev, but a dine moment is the dynamic, that the bailus of the chefetz is poka, the ownership of the chefetz is relinquished, and in that too the Gemara declares, yesh yad lehefker, ein yad lehefker, which would seem to indicate again that the chakir of the Gemara of Yodis and not Yodis has nothing to do with Hilchos Aflah, dinim that are unique to dibur b'chlal, but the ability of a dibur, wherever a dibur is necessary, to shape, form, create something, or obligate something, whether that dibur has to be fully expressed or even partially expressed, as long as we know what he's talking about, is necessary. Just another fascinating point is that the halachas of, like we said, the Dorim, which are not maisim that are defined by dibur, they're not choshe mishpat or any other status in halacha that's created by dibur, but these are the halachas of dibur itself. The halachas that dibur obligates a person in various contexts is called haflo. Rav Hutner, in a fascinating maimer, add on to what we were saying, that the dibur is not a maisa, but it's also not just a thought. The bridge between, Rav Hutna says, between the world of the spiritual, the world of thought, the world of intellectual, and the world of deed, of action, of maisa, of physicality, is koyach hadibur. He relates this to the fact that the Ramah says in the beginning of Erechim, when he's talking about the bracha of Asher Yotzah, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Refecho B'sor U'mafli La'asois. The Rebbeinu Shem acts wondrously. The Ramah refers to that wonder as being the fusion of physicality and spirituality in one person. Rebbeinu Shem takes a chelik elekai mimol, a neshama, elekai neshama shenesatabi. He puts it into a person who's a goof, literally the goof like an animal, like a person reacts physically the same way a rat in a lab acts. And that goof and that neshama are fused into one entity called man. Where is the point of fusion? The point of connection between the two is the koyach hadibur. The koyach hadibur is a ruach mamallah, it's a dover ruchni. It's a dover ruchni that expresses itself in a physical way. Koyach hadibur is not a spiritual koyach. It's a sound that's created by the voice box, by the lips and by the tongue and by the earways in a person's body. It's a physical reality, but it's kulei ruchnius, v'horaya, animals, and any other balkai doesn't have it. Man is called a medaber. So the koyach of creating bidibur is called haflo. Like we said, the Gemara over here in the sugi of Yodos is comparing any other place where dibur has the koyach to shape, form, or mold, even a maisa or a thought into something that has halakhic viability, that also comes under the heading of yesh yad or ein yad, not necessarily where that koyach is called haflo. Just one last point where we see the uniqueness of the dinim v'ashayach to dibur. There's a discussion, even though we find in many places in Shas, the discussion mitzvah tzviches kavanah, mitzvah zayin tzviches kavanah. Person does a ma'aseh mitzvah, picking up a lulav, putting on tefillin, eating matzah, so on and so forth. All these things, there's a discussion in the Gemara, not clearly paskin, there's two shittos lahalacha, whether a person is mekayim a mitzvah even when he does that ma'aseh mitzvah without kavanah, without intent, l'shem mitzvah, or no. Or he has to be mechavim. If he's not mechavim when he's picking up a lulav, that he's being mechavim a mitzvah, he's picking up a broomstick, it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah of a lulav. The dinim that are tolui in dibur are not clear if they also contain within them the halacha mitzvah sviches kavona or not. For example, if a person says kriyishma in the morning, he's not mechavim l'shem mitzvah. So what's brought to Shulchan Aruch in the Magen Avraham is that if a person said kriyishma before davening, he doesn't want to be Yetzir Krishma because he wants that Krishma should be Allah Seder HaBrachos. He wants to be Yetzir Krishma in the middle of davening. The Magen Avraham says that he has to be Mechavin not to be Yetzir. Frekta Chassam Sofer, why does he have to be Mechavin not to be Yetzir? As long as he's not Mechavin to be Yetzir, if Mitzvah Tzivus Kavanah, he wasn't Yetzir. Similar question is also Friday night. Person says Vayichulu in the Shemone Esrei of Meiriv, a Friday night Meiriv. He comes home, he's Mekadish, the Chiv de Rabbonon is to be Yoitz in the Mitzvah of Kiddush, Allah Kois. State in Morgan Avram that a person should be Mechavin by davening to be not Yoitz in the Mitzvah of Kiddush de Reis in order to properly fulfill the Mitzvah, Allah Kois. Frekta Chassam said, why does he have to be Mechavin to be not Yoitz? As long as he's not Mechavin to be Yoitz, as long as he doesn't have positive intent, Mitzvah Sivus Chavon is not Yoitz. What we would seem to hear is one idea that the Magen Avraham is understanding, that anything that's tali b'dibur can't be considered a dry ma'aseh mitzvah without being a mitzvah because there was no kavanah. Dibur is not a dry physical act. Dibur, by definition, contains intent. Dibur shayach to man. Dibur is an expression of intelligence. Dibur is a koyach which fuses ruchnius and gashmius. And there is no such thing as saying that what he did was he just said the words, but it has no shayachis to the teichna ruchni of a mitzvah. A person can pick up a lulav, theoretically, he could be picking up a palm branch for a broom. He could be eating a dry piece of cracker. The fact that it's also a matzah might not necessarily define or be defined by what he's physically doing. But when a person speaks, speaking by definition contains intent of what he meant. Since the kavana behind it was a mitzvah, certainly why a person's davening, is well, it's automatic that he means a ma'isa mitzvah of being mekadesh peper. So Mel the Magen Avraham is right in saying that if he doesn't want to be Yotze, not Krishma, not Kiddush, but Leil Shabbos, he has to be Mechavan to be not Yotze. But if he would only not be Mechavan to be Yotze, he would only be missing positive Kavanah to be Yotze, he'd be Yotze, and there's no lack of Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah. Again, this is just to round out the idea that there's many halachas which are totally in Dibur. Some of them are unique as a unique expression of the power of Koyach HaDibur, and some of them the Dibur is really there to inform or shape or create the reality of the Maisa, but it's not that the Dibur itself creates the Halacha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.